Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey man.
Perle.
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 Perle. My name is Perle.
My name is Perle.
I'm from Sweden.
I'm from Sweden. Why don't you come to my
family's
gathering? It's
pageantry,
over the top.
It's kind of like,
but it is fun.
The theater, if you could imagine.
If you could imagine.
It might look very silly and strange to you, but it is a lot of pageantry. It's sort of like the theater. Great, I'll go.
Oh my god, fun.
Fun, fucking fun.
These flowers look really beautiful, like I'm in.
Take this tea.
I'm in.
Take this tincture.
Take a distincture.
Take this tincture. We saw, this is Carrie.
This is Lara. Welcome back to another episode of the Midsommar podcast.
Midsommar. Okay, so we saw Midsommar last night together.
Yeah.
And
we're obsessed.
Let me just tell you. Lara, me, and my boyfriend dressed the part for Midsommar.
We got into character.
Me and Simon were white, and you showed up in a...
in my most Midsommar dress.
Like a peasant gown.
Yeah.
Chic.
And I truly, when
was
you
so happy.
Said that you and Simon were dressing up, then I was like getting ready to come and meet you, and I was like, you know what? I'm fucking dressing up.
Yes. Too.
And then I was like, this is fun.
It was. And other people were dressed up.
Other people were dressed up. Like, it was a community of Midsommar heads.
It was, the theater was packed. First of all, let me just, on a serious note, tell like everyone listening that it is an extraordinary movie, and it's unlike anything I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And it completely surpassed my expectation, but also was nothing what I was expecting.
Yeah. It's not what you think. I think anyone could see it.
Yeah. I agree with that, but I'm also like, it's appalling.
Yeah.
So, like, it's unbelievable that it was made.
Yeah. It's but wild.
It is, but it's actually like, it's just incredible filmmaking and like so fearless, and I could not believe that, like, I felt like lucky to watch it, and I don't say that to be like emphatic, but like
I just hope that Ari Aster continues to make, like, I'm excited for the rest of his life.
Me too. Like, it's cool to know, like, he's 32, and it's like, wow, I feel like there's a few filmmakers for every generation that they have that's like, oh, you know, and I feel like he's going to be
him?
The guy that we ride along with. That's like, oh, it's an Ari Aster movie.
He and Jordan Peele, that's another person where, like, when I was going to see Us, I was like, I'm excited for the rest of his life and career. Like, whatever he does, like, I'm fucking game.
The two of them, only with two movies, have, like, established themselves as, like, true, like...
Auteurs. Yeah.
Like, they have a... I mean... For everyone expecting it to be Hereditary.
It's not Hereditary.
It's not Hereditary, which is a good thing. Hereditary
it's different.
Is amazing.
I think it's like good to be.
It's its own genre.
M. Night Shyamalan really shanked so hard that he became like the warning for, I think, filmmakers, where it's like, don't just fall into doing the same thing over and over.
Like a gimmick.
Yeah. Like the twist, because then you'll make like that weird mermaid movie in a swimming pool,
Lady in the Water,
and then
which I saw and walked out of the theater of in high school.
I saw it and was like, why? And then
also he was in it and he played the savior.
I mean, yeah, that's a real night.
Remember when Bryce Dallas Howard was like the girl?
I don't remember anything.
No,
I do remember that.
No,
she
was
still
like,
is like
girl.
She's still, I like that she's still working a lot.
Yeah,
I love her Jurassic Park moment.
I love her in Black Mirror.
Oh, yeah. She was great in that.
But no, Midsommar is, it's like, it's not even a horror movie. Like, it's a, it's a dread movie.
Go to see it and just imagine that this is Jackson Brittany's wedding. Because I tweeted that.
You turned
to us.
But
then I saw it. And then I was like, in the middle of the movie, I was like, this is literally Jackson Brittany's wedding.
It is.
Is their wedding weekend at the Kentucky Castle is 1,000% Midsommar.
Midsommar.
Dodie is so Midsommar.
Oh my God. No. And Brittany is Danny.
Brittany is Danny.
Florence Pugh.
Everyone also needs to see Lady Macbeth, which is actually a harrowing movie, so maybe not everyone needs to see it.
I want to watch it.
It's so good. So one of the darkest movies I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, but Florence Pugh is also in that.
Is she British?
TBD.
She's amazing in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
She's convincing. She's annoying. She's sympathetic. She's you. She's me.
Yeah.
Like, she's everyone.
It's so good.
Like, I related to, like, I was like, oh my God, I've been this annoying. Like,
yeah.
I've been this, like, codependent. I've been this whiny and, like,
and, like,
aside from what she goes through, which we won't spoil, but, like, I was like, I've been her.
If you've seen the trailer, you know that, like, she and her boyfriend are in kind of, like, a weird place.
They're in dire straits.
And you watch this movie and you know that type of relationship so well.
Yeah.
Like, you've either had a friend who's been in that kind of relationship, or you've been in it. And
it feels
lived in.
It
truly is like, you're just like, ugh. Like, it's a cringe fest. You know those people where you're just like, break up.
Yeah.
This is
stop
so
doing this to yourself.
Bad for both of you.
For both of you.
Both of you are the worst versions of yourselves.
You're hanging on to this, like, projection that's not real.
Ugh.
And it's like,
and like all your interactions make me sick.
That was almost like the scariest part.
Yeah.
Being like, oh, like don't go to that party with him. Stay, you know what I mean? You don't have to go. His friends don't like you. Like,
Carter and Kristen are fully Midsommar.
They are.
Yeah. Jackson, Brittany are also, but in a different way, and you'll know when you watch the MMA.
If you're squeamish, this movie might be hard.
Yeah.
But it's also 2.5 hours.
Yeah. So buckle up.
Buckle the fuck
buckle
up.
I wish I had like double fisted a rosé because I had one and one was not enough.
Yeah. It was definitely like,
I knew I needed more than like popcorn. So I got a hot dog and a rosé.
I like wanted to be smoking cigarettes the whole time. Mm-hmm. Also this woman, it was so weird. It was like a weird, there was a weird energy of the people seeing it.
Yeah.
This woman came up to Simon and went, sorry to trouble you. And we were like outside and she's like, can I just maybe have a cigarette? And he was, she's like, I can give you like a dollar. And he's like, no, it's fine.
Stop. If you're ever asking, like, the best thing to do if you are a smoker or if you want to smoke and you want to bum a cigarette, don't do it. Just like go to the gas station and buy a pack. But if you're going to go down the road of bumming a cigarette from a smoker, just be like,
can I bum a cigarette?
Can I bum a cigarette from you?
Just be blunt about it.
Yeah.
You don't need
don't
to
offer
be,
a dollar. No
I'll
one
give
is
you
like
a dollar.
No one's gonna take a dollar.
No, I don't. And what am I gonna use with this dollar?
Yeah, a dollar buys nothing.
Buys fucking nothing anymore.
Gas prices are through the fucking roof.
Yeah, America is crumbling.
Yeah, like a dollar is basically like toilet paper.
Yeah. Oh, you want to wipe my fucking ass? With
and
this
that's
dollar.
Not even enough to yeah. cover it. So
but,
what?
But this, she was, and then she like started kind of like inserting herself into our space, and then when you got up at one point to go to the bathroom, and your hot dog was resting, which looked so good.
It was a delicious
really,
hot dog.
I've had them there; they're fucking great at Arclight.
Mm-hmm.
This woman looked down and she was like, "God, that hot dog looks great. I want one myself." and we were like, "Jesus Christ!" She was like, "That looks amazing."
I knew my hot dog was a star when I set it on my bag. I did. When I set it on my bag.
You were like.
And left to go to the bathroom. I was like, wow, that hot dog is gorgeous. That's a gorgeous hot dog. And then I was like.
She was taken by the hot dog.
People are going to notice this hot dog. This hot dog is going to turn heads.
I think
she bummed a cigarette in the theater?
No. This was outside another person. Okay, it was just like the energy.
It was just a different person noticed a hot dog.
But what I'm trying to say is the energy felt very like, we're communal.
We're
like,
doing this together.
Together.
We're all in a midsummer.
Yeah, everyone was like, aren't we bonding? We're about to see this like crazy. Like, even when the.
It did feel like did. There was she the woman sitting next to my seat yeah. that commented on my hot dog? Yeah, I almost turned to her in the movie and was like, can you believe? But then I was like, Shane Hulse, lock it the fuck up. Like, don't.
She definitely would have, like.
She would have been like, we would have held like, hands.
Can you believe this?
I've never felt like that in a movie to do that to a stranger, but for her, I think
it
she
did.
Just like, we
it
were
felt
bonded.
Like being on a subway car yeah. in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I turned, I like, I kept turning to everyone being like, who I was like, you guys, and being like, do you like it? Like, I was like, it's good, right? Like, and everyone was like, yeah. Like, at one point, I like turned and I was like, Lara.
I was like, I know.
It was like being on drugs.
This is full. Kentucky fucking wedding.
It was.
Which I guess we should talk about. Did you did you keep up with any of the like...
Not really. I have to be honest. I watched Randall's stories, which were mm-hmm. cute. I thought the funniest one for me was when the Hooters girls were greeting them and Schwartz came out. And then he was like, yucking it up. And he was wearing his glasses and like in his PJs yeah. for the after party.
Mm-hmm.
And in the background, you hear, Bubba, Bubba. Like Katie just like... You know,
Tom and Katie are the stars of Midsommar.
Holy fuck.
Oh my God. They actually are. They are Danny and Christian.
Christian.
Oh my fucking God.
Wow.
They are literally Midsommar.
Oh my God.
We've cracked it.
The Hooters girls are like the temptresses at the commune.
Yeah.
Whoa. Anyway,
okay.
So Randall storied
the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
He also flew Lisa and Ken from somewhere. I don't know.
She had a funeral.
Her mother passed away,
oh.
So she went back to Britain to like tend to that,
take care of things.
And I think there's
sorry
a big
for Lisa.
Sorry for your loss.
She's had
a real Midsommar journey,
which you'll get if you see it,
which you'll understand
in
if
theaters
you see it.
Now.
Yeah. I guess the big question was like, will Lisa make it to the wedding? And like, that's like a big drama that we'll probably see play out next mm-hmm. season. And then Randall ended up flying Lisa and Ken in from somewhere, I don't know where, but like on one of his PJs. And I guess he shared a story of it. But then Lisa was really upset because she wanted like Jax and Brittany to make the announcement that she and Ken were arriving. I'm like, lady.
She makes everything about her. Wait, Randall,
like
Randall rents
your...
private planes, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, probably.
Mm.
They're expensive to buy.
Yeah.
And like you to rent them, it's like probably like, you know, anywhere from 20 to 40K plus the fuel.
Yeah.
So it's probably cheaper for him at this point. I don't know. I have no sense of his finances. all I know is like
he owed 50 cent money.
Yeah.
No, it looked beautiful. Like Britney. Also, they did. I was at home visiting my family, and my sister was like, "Wait." She showed me a video of. It was like the pre-rehearsal dinner, like the first night they were there.
Oh yeah.
And they were on the stairs, and then out of nowhere, this guy's like, "Excuse me, I'm Detective Kevin." And they had
a murder mystery.
Yeah, and I was like. Taryn was like, "Do you think they're getting like indicted or something, or served papers?"
Jack's tax lien. Like, but I was like, the IRS.
Yeah, but yeah. I was like, it looks like a murder mystery, and then I confirmed the next day that it was a murder mystery.
Yeah,
so that's like kind of cute.
That's cute. I saw when I was watching at first, I was like, "Oh, like this actually looks chicer than I thought," and I like slightly hated myself for thinking that. But then the more I watched it, the more I was like, "This wedding is like." Not the one for me.
No.
I don't like a joke wedding like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's like the Hooters stuff, and like they walked into the rehearsal, or not the rehearsal, but like the reception to like the Friends theme song. Like, no. It's like, I don't, like if I was
Wait,
gonna-
Wait, they did, the cast?
Jax and Brittany did. They like played the Friends theme song when they walked into the reception dinner.
That's really twisted.
I mean, I guess they real genuinely love Hooters and Friends, so they were just like respecting their own love for that.
When Netflix bought Friends, Jax and Brittany were like, "Oh, thank God."
Jax and Brittany, they were like, so excited. Brittany fell on the floor crying, and Jax joined her, and then they just like fucked on the floor in front of their TV. And like then once they had both come they turned on Netflix and watched like 5 episodes of Friends in a row,
the one with the something.
Yeah,
whatever.
I'm like okay but whatever
about Friends.
Yeah,
that's my truth. I'm saying it.
That's fine. You know what, I have a confession to make too. And that is that I watched Ellen on David Letterman's new show, and I love her now.
Yeah.
And I was wrong about everything. I take everything back that I've ever said or thought about her.
She brought some truth.
And she's actually like an incredible woman.
She went through
some shit. And I'm fully here for her entire journey. And Ellen, if you're listening, love and light.
Come on the pod. She had some serious shit happen to her.
She really did. And I you know what?
No, I don't think you ever came off as hating on Ellen. I think it was...
I was just she's not for me. I don't get it. And then now I really got it.
She's like a real...
I'll admit when I'm wrong. I was wrong about Ellen.
No, I've like also said that she like... That her show is like strange sometimes. But I think that she's...
She does still love a prank though.
Loves a prank.
She really loves a prank. She pranked like 40 people.
She's a real institution. Mm-hmm. Like she really... She did it.
She's a powerhouse.
She did that.
She really did it.
She did that. She made it okay. Or she kind of broke the mold.
She did. Back to Jax and Brittany's wedding.
Anyway.
Brittany's detachable wedding dress is actually cause for a citizen's arrest.
Yeah, I was... That you dress was not...
You can't do... No.
It's a little...
That's a no. The only thing you should detach on your wedding dress, like, is like if the designer of your wedding dress is at your wedding and like takes a beautiful pair of shears and like cuts it off. Like, I feel like Lauren Santo Domingo had that happen with like one of her dresses at her wedding.
Yeah.
Where like the actual designer cut it off and it was like, ah, and like that's chic.
Yeah, if you're gonna do like a Lady Gaga reveal.
Yeah, but like taking off like the Velcro, like shedding layers of your dress, like one at a time until it's like a mini dress. It was just like, I'm bone chilled. I think about it every morning when I wake up. I'm like, the first thought in my head is like Britney's detachable wedding dress. And then throughout the day, I'm just like Britney's detachable wedding dress, Britney's detachable wedding dress, Britney's detachable wedding dress.
You roll down the window. Britney's detachable wedding dress.
I'm like, have you seen this?
Have you seen this?
To the cashier at Whole Foods. Yeah. What do you think of this?
What the fuck do you think
what
of this?
What is this?
The Amazon person comes. What do you think of this?
They're like, package. Can you sign right here? And I'm like, no. Why don't you just look at this for a second and tell me what you think? And they're like, I hate it. And I'm like, I know. Same.
Thanks.
Thank you for the package.
The only thing that should be detachable is the veil.
Yeah, that detaches from your head.
Yeah.
Like, you take it off and
put
it down.
I think that's fucked up.
It's fucked up.
It's also like, makes
it's
me
also
think-
like, But go ahead.
What?
What? What? What does it make you think? It makes me a bad person, her wedding dress.
No, it just makes me think like...
Sometimes...
Oh, you just really love attention.
Yeah. And sometimes you shouldn't get things for free. Because I feel like that was like a free thing.
What did Freckle say?
Sometimes things that are expensive are worse. But I think in Brittany's case, things that are expensive are better. Because that red is like free to me. She tried on some pretty dresses in last season. And there were a couple where I was like, damn, like I love this dress. Like it's not for me, but like I love it on her. I hope she wears it. Looked like one solid dress, not like five dresses that detach over time. Like you're some sort of fucking cartoon person at Disneyland. Like,
yeah, it felt like
a real beautiful one dress. And she went down a completely different path.
How many dresses were there?
I think it was like at least three that was all the same.
So it was like...
I get like...
Ceremony, reception.
Ceremony, reception, after party.
After party.
It was ceremony that had like a big skirt that I think then you could take off and it was more of like a bodycon. Also, it had like a sheer paneling and then like a padded bra.
Let me look really quick.
It just is like really fucked up that she did that.
Velcro?
I mean, maybe.
No, I'm like, that's just not okay.
Or like a button, but like I don't know. I understand like changing dresses, but like a detachable dress is just like, no, don't do that to yourself. Yeah.
I also, I'm going to say this. I don't like sleeves that like droop down like that.
Yeah, I don't love like a droop sleeve.
If you're going to do a sleeve, just put it over your shoulder.
Yeah.
That looks better,
mm-hmm.
I think. Or just don't do a sleeve.
Or don't go strapless.
Like, I mean, it's a look, I get it, but it's like, it looks, to me, it looks like it would be, I'd be like the whole, if I was wearing those sleeves, I'd be like picking them up and being like,
I don't like it.
I'd be like, during the vows, I'd be like, you know what I mean?
It's like
phantom sleeve.
Yeah.
You don't like it one bit.
Mm-mm.
Also that the people photos came up.
Like that. Yeah. They cashed in on that deal ASAP.
How much did they got?
I don't know.
Mil?
No.
You're kidding.
Maybe like 50K.
100,000.
Maybe. But you could see their whole wedding on social media. Like, it's not like they had a phone-free wedding. I found, like, people in the Facebook group found some rando that had, like, Insta storied the whole thing.
It was weird.
And also Jax is like fake crying. Like he's doing that thing where he like poses like he's wiping a tear away, but he's like not really crying.
I saw a video where I think it was one of Randall's stories, and they zoomed in on Jax and Brittany at their like wedding bride table at groom bride table at the reception, and you see Jax looking at someone and he's like, like doing air kisses. And
who
I was
is
like,
this person?
It felt kind of like.
It's weird to see Jax. Yeah. He did like have a gay energy at the
even
wedding.
Like, not even homosexual. Like it was like very like.
Just gay.
It was like dandy.
Yeah.
It was like, I was like, who's that fruit?
Who is he?
I don't know.
He's literally.
He literally.
An actor now. Jax has.
We know who he is from our.
I know, but he's like transitioned into this like other.
Yeah.
Form.
Well, he's.
He's playing a role.
He's playing a role of like, man.
He's gone method.
Redemption.
But like in a.
I was like, ugh.
Who are you?
It's not Jax.
Yeah.
And then his dad, the photo of his dad front row. Really sad.
He goes like, he's like.
Dad's here.
As usual, dad's here early. It's like, okay. Jax, stop.
R.I.P.
Enough.
As Ariana would say.
That's enough.
Didn't Ariana say?
That's enough out of you.
Yeah.
I think he walked his dad's ashes up the aisle, or someone did, which I don't know if that's a thing that you do at weddings and like love and light, if you've done that at your wedding. I don't know.
Okay. Also,
like
before he got married, if I were at the wedding, what I would have wanted was Jax to address, turn to the crowd and address me specifically.
Carrie, this is, I just need to say one thing.
One thing. I'm really sorry that I briefly considered going to write cover sports in Tampa.
Yeah. How about just like, look, apologize. I want everyone to know that I'm sorry for all the lies that I've told, and then take accountability for all the lies, and that I made up that fake job in Tampa to run social media for a hockey team.
Remember,
just
he was
be like, I just want to get it off my chest.
Might be great. He was like,
They want me. I might move there.
Brittany's like,
are you kidding me?
Brittany was like, looked at him like, I'm not going to Tampa.
No. Brittany did not
escape to Kentucky.
Get in the car with her mom. Oh my God.
Also, I think Brittany's family has a lot of money.
I mean, that farm doesn't pay for itself.
I think they have real money. Anyway, what were you going to say? Sorry.
I got good intel from one of my groomers, who's also a groomer of a Bravo producer, that Brittany and Sherry showed up in Vegas together and were on a mission to specifically meet Jax and liaised with production and like got in. And then production was also like, this could be a good person for you. Like, they went there specifically to get Brittany out.
Wow. That's like as shocking as when I found out Kate Middleton went transfer colleges. Her mom had her transfer colleges to go there specifically to meet William. Damn.
She's a proper Sherry. Get in the car, honey.
Get in the car.
Fire up the car. We're going to Vegas. We're doing it.
We're bringing the gays.
Get those gays. Fire up the shotgun.
Wait, so they she kind of like pimped her out.
Yeah. I mean, I think they both like had a plan.
Can you imagine like, come on, mom, like Thelma and Louise style. We're going to drive cross country. It's like the astronaut who drove cross country in a diaper.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait for that movie. Wait, but like, I just don't know how you'd feel. I don't know how I would feel if I set out to just like get someone and did everything I fucking could. Put
maybe
up
in
with
like
all
my
sorts
early
of 20s.
Shit.
Yeah, it just seems like.
But it's a little groupy.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you do get married and like legally lock them into your life at the end of it, you've like achieved your goal and that's amazing. I guess there are a few people that I would want to do that to.
Well, it's just a little weird.
But I'm lazy. Like, I don't care that much to like go full Brittany Sherry road to Vegas.
Also, it's like you see this person on TV, you have a.
You're like, he's hot, mama.
He's, you know, you have an idea in your head of who he is and who you want him to be. It's a little weird.
It's weird.
And then when you're with him, even when it's fucking toxic and hell, you maintain this.
He treats you like shit.
But you've preserved him in this like weird amber of like distortion. And you're going to be like, I set out to do this. It's our destiny. We're meant to be together. It's like, no, you're not meant to. Like, you made this happen.
Yeah. So it's not like you had a meet cute. No. Like, life brought you together. You literally
drove to a city with your mama.
Yeah. And you like, set out on a mission to land this person.
Yeah.
Because you wanted that.
Brittany really, at the end of the day, Brittany really wanted to be on the show.
She wanted to be with Jax and wanted to be on the show.
She wanted to be,
and
like,
I guess,
in the crew.
Congratulations to those goals. Anyone that, like...
Rotten Hail.
Yeah, I mean, like...
Kudos.
I guess I have nothing but respect for my president, Brittany.
I respect Brittany, but I also... Brittany Taylor. But I also...
I just am. That's not a goal that I would set for myself. And like, so I guess I just have a really hard time understanding when other people have that kind of goal, specifically surrounding anyone on Vanderpump Rules, when the goal is to be like, I need to be as close to them as humanly possible. I'm like, okay.
Well, you've had some experience.
I know. I'm just
but
like,
I. Know. Really fast. It kind of reminds me of Sister Wives. I haven't watched it in a while, but I was hooked on Sister Wives on TLC. There were three wives to begin with, and then the whole drama was he brought in a fourth wife, Robin, who was had not been in polygamy at all. She was just a divorced mom of
one. She was
one,
a fan.
And she really wanted to be a sister wife, and she wanted in. And she was like younger and prettier, question mark than the other ones. And he was like, obsessed with her. And the other women were like, really, it's like Big Love, that show.
Yeah.
And she was brought in and she became the most fanatical of all of them. Like, she was like, we are sister wives. Like, she was so, she bought into it so hard. And then she sort of usurped all of them and became his main, he's her legal main wife.
Wow.
She's his legal main wife. So she's now in control of all of them.
That's hot.
But like, she really wanted to be a sister wife.
I guess just like really want, I'm like, I guess I need to just really discover my passion of what I really want. Cause I'm racking my brain and I'm ready to do some journaling of figuring out what I feel as passionate about as that.
I'm going to drive you to some location and like trot you off to some person.
Drive me to a Dead & Co. show and just like pawn me off to John Mayer.
I'm going to wear like, what would Sherry wear in the car?
Sherry frosted up her lipstick.
Like a tank.
She had a, like a loose pony with her bangs all down.
Some jangly bracelets. I'm going to wear jangly bracelets.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a loose pony.
Some eyeshadow.
A skirt.
Yeah.
Some eyeshadow. Some heavy,
hoop
heavy.
Earrings. Big hoop earrings.
Frosted pink lipstick. And whiten my teeth. And I'm going to wear some jangly bracelets. And I'm going to wear some Keds. And then I'm going to get... Lara?
You're doing it.
Get in the car. And we're going to drive off to Grateful Dead. And I'm going to be like, so what are you going to say to John Mayer when we get there?
What are you going to say? I'm like, I don't know.
Let's role play.
I'm like, hey, great show.
Grateful show.
You're like, no, you idiot. No, don't say that.
Don't say that. Say it like this.
Say it like
this. He won't want you.
Blink at him. Show him your eyes.
He'll turn away from you.
Why don't you bat your eyes? Put some mascara on.
Put on some of this. And she's like, Mom, drive. And she's like, I'll...
She's like, it's too bad you have those small tits, Brittany, because I know him. He loves big boobs.
He loves big titties. He loves big knockers. Get those knockers out in plain sight. Get
him out. Put your push-up bra on. Put your bra on.
She starts steering with her knees. She's like, put your bra on. No, Mama. And she's trying to like pull Brittany. She's like, get your fucking tits out.
Yeah.
Get those knockers out. You're a Hooters girl.
Lift those tits out. Lift those.
You remember what you learned at Hooters. He likes those.
He likes those.
So we're going to stay off the strip at La Quinta Inn. She's like, why can't we stay in the strip, Mom?
We can't afford it.
We can't afford it.
Don't you know that?
You know that.
It's your job to get on this
show. It's your job to get on this. It's like in Titanic.
Yeah.
Francis.
They are. Fisher. Except.
Oh, the money's gone, Rose.
Brittany's just like.
She's like pulling Brittany's corset.
Yeah.
All the money's gone, Rose.
So Brittany's down. It's like if Rose and Titanic was like, okay, and then like the ship sank
Cal.
And there was no real drama. They she just like pushed some women and children off and paid a guy to like get on a lifeboat.
Yeah. And they like had their wedding in Philadelphia and
like had a heart of the ocean.
That always pissed me off. Why didn't she fucking take it and give it to her grandchildren?
Yeah, that was fucking rude. She's like, a psychotic old lady. She'd had a mental break. She died after that. I mean, she clearly was like in the throes of a pre-death dementia.
But that's like generational money.
Yeah.
Like I would have, if my grandmother was like, hey guys, I've had this thing. It costs, what did it cost?
Like $100 million. At least $30 million.
Like that's money that you can give to your family and like can be used over generations.
Or like give it to charity.
No.
If you don't want your family to have it. Give it to someone. Give it to like a homeless person.
Give it to me.
I don't give a shit, but don't throw it in the ocean, don't you throw fat it into shit the, little bitch.
Into the abyss. The literal abyss of the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
You're in like the Northern Atlantic Ocean. I would have come up behind her and go, what's wrong with you?
I would have pushed her off. You can go too. Bye, Mom.
Bye, Graham.
You fucking cunt. You really just did that. Did you really just do that? I'd be like, stop the boat. Stop the boat.
Stop the boat. She just threw the fucking thing in the ocean.
Threw the thing in the fucking
ocean. Send a submersible
ocean.
Down. It's probably still on its way down.
Yeah, it's on its way down. Just like go get it.
How long did it take to sink?
Well, someone chain her to something so she doesn't do... She's wandering around.
To herself.
She's a fucking mess.
Oh, you wanted to play a little prank? Well, here's my prank. I'm taking the fucking submersible down myself.
Guess what? I'm going to go get that necklace. You're going back to a nursing home and we're done here. We don't need a relationship anymore. This is clearly what you think. Are you insane?
I would take a submersible down for 30 mil.
Yeah, I'd gladly.
Wait, how long do you think it took for the heart of the ocean to sink?
I don't know.
That's pissed off.
That is rude.
Fucking rude.
That's rude. Selfish. quite honestly, very selfish.
Quite frankly.
Quite frankly, I think selfish. You're selfish.
Selfish woman. Selfish person. Selfish.
Like, you knew the entire reason that this boat is out here and that you just got like a free helicopter ride, premium travel to the middle of fucking nowhere, Atlantic Ocean, is because of this necklace.
Did she do it like, maybe they'll find it?
No, I think she did it like, I'm going to die tonight. Like, I'm ready to die. So I don't give a shit.
If I didn't cash in.
Classic Rose. She's like, they found my pictures.
The woman in the photo was me.
Is me.
Yes. I can tell you that the woman in the photo was me.
I mean, I feel like probably, though, when you get that old, you just love like a hijinks like that. It's like fun to troll.
Yeah.
You lose any fucks that are left, and then you just go into full-blown troll mode. My grandma was the same way, where she just was like, but it was like, it was delightful. And if you're their family, you're like, I love this. Like, it's like silly troll mode.
It's like when you hear about senior citizens like shoplifting.
Yeah. They're just like being silly.
It's like old wild dogs or wild hogs.
Wild hogs. It's total Travolta.
Or like the last, what's that movie with like Alan Alda?
It's Grumpy Old Men.
It is. My grandma, I remember my Nana farted once in public, and she, and I loved it. And she looked at me and she like shrugged her shoulders and kind of went, oops. And I was like,
that was her live. Fucking heart of the ocean moment. Oops.
And her like, I loved her like, her like rat tail was out. Like,
yeah, her rat tail in the wind. Was out. Blowing in the wind.
I love how she had like a total wig on and just like Rose DeWitt Picator.
Yeah.
That was her name.
But then she changed it to like
Rose Dawson.
Smith.
Rose Dawson.
Oh, yeah.
Dawson.
Rose Dawson.
Rose Dawson.
Oops. Should we talk about some other socialites who...
Also, real fast, yesterday was Lindsay Lohan's birthday.
Yeah.
And
I didn't realize
that
she was younger than me. I guess I just never thought of her as being younger than I am.
She's older than time.
Yeah.
She's as old as time.
She's
old
a tale
as
old as time.
She's as old as sin.
She is old as sin. 33. Jesus year.
She did a fully nude birthday photo yesterday.
Love. Where she was like twisted up in her legs.
It was like Demi Moore on the cover of Striptease.
Love.
And it was like in this giant loft.
Always in a giant loft.
Yeah.
She's never not in a loft. She's either in a loft or on a boat.
She did the Lilo in another dance video where it was like her silhouette in like the sunlight.
Oh, I saw that.
She looked possessed.
She is. She's Suspiria.
Olga.
She is from Suspiria.
She was like, she had like her limbs. She was like,
she's like marching to and fro.
One, two. That's part of Midsummer.
You'll
what was
it.
That?
I don't know. Just had to breathe.
I think it was kind of like the of the movie.
Yeah, it was like a real sound moment.
Yeah.
Lindsay is full.
Yeah, Lindsay is Charlie.
Yeah.
Lindsay is pay. She
Lindsay
sold,
is Paymon.
She is a conjurer. She is sitting on a mound of coins.
The grandmother.
She truly is Queen Lee.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Okay, so high society.
Also, really quick, one shout out to the gay arc light attendant who walked out. Were you there for that?
No, I missed his announcement. What did he say?
It was like, it felt like dinner theater. As he was walking out, he went into the microphone. He went, if you're having second thoughts about seeing this movie, now's the time to do it. There's a screening of Toy Story 4 right next door. As he was walking out, and everyone went, woo! But it was like
so much audience participation.
It was like in like the haunted house in Disney World.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, it was.
Hey, guys.
It was a definitely, we do things a little differently around here.
I loved
him.
Arclight when they have true passion, which they all do. Otherwise, you don't get a job there.
It's a running time of 2 hours and 25 minutes. That is 145 minutes.
If you're having second thoughts.
Better get out soon. There's a screening of Toy Story 4 right down the hall.
Woo!
And then everyone went, whoa. And then when the A24 logo, whoa.
Yeah, everyone goes, whoa.
When the A24 logo came on, we all went, whoa. Yeah. I went like this. Yes. Went, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone, the four of us all went like this. Yeah.
We went down the row. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, man.
A24. And then the movie started.
Woo!
Woo!
Yeah!
Something happened in the movie. We went, woo!
I literally did. Yeah.
Oh, my God! Woo!
I literally went, oh! We all were.
I actually do go, oh my God.
Yeah. We all were.
There were a couple parts where I, oh my God-ed.
Dan went, oh God. Simon just always likes, he'll just like silently shake his head.
He likes to turn left and right. I do like a, oh my God.
And I'm like,
you go, do you see that?
Do you like it?
Do you like it?
Are you having fun?
What kind of moviegoer are you? Do you do, oh my God. Do you do, oh God. Do you like it? Or do you do just like a look back and forth at everyone?
Or my mom, I have tears.
Or do you do my mom where you just fall asleep? She fell asleep. She slept through all of Hereditary. So are you like that? Write in. Let us know.
E. Falling asleep.
All of the above.
All of the above.
E. Falling asleep.
But I love that your mom fell asleep in that movie.
She just goes mouth open sleep.
I passed out. I brought in high school. I brought water bottles of vodka to Pirates of the Caribbean, like the third one, and I passed out. I went out to
have
a cigarette.
Good thing to pass out in.
I went out drunk to have a cigarette during the movie and talked to some like randos, and then went back into the movie and
you're like,
out.
Wow, this movie's fucking crazy. Like, anyways, do you like Johnny Depp? Like, do you think it's
like what is he wearing in the middle of this movie?
That's a real. I need a cigarette. I got it. Like, I excuse me. Sorry, Doubty sorry. Moment. Excuse me. So Johnny Depp, huh? Anyways, this movie's crazy. I loved having a cigarette and then going back into the movie and being like, I gotta finish this. Like, it's like, whatever.
That was a babe.
That was a real
18-year-old babe.
A Yule's derby move.
Speaking of Yule's, this episode.
This is peak Yule's in this episode.
Some shenanigans happened.
So it begins with Tinsley having a voiceover moment.
She's like,
the Carrie Bradshaw of our generation, Tinsley Mortimer.
She's like, Casimir has fled back to Europe and my life is spiraling out of control.
I broke up with Casimir. My mom is nowhere to be found and I feel like my life is spiraling out of control.
So
she goes, Dabney is also struggling with difficult people.
Dabney is also struggling right now. It's really hard. It's been so hard for her to live in the same space as Jules and they're still managing how to have a cohesive situation. So tonight, I've asked Daphne to join me at La Perla.
For a girls' night.
So Tinsley rents out La Perla for her and Daphne to try on sexy lingerie.
Yeah.
And drink champagne and just get giggly.
And I love that their version of sexy lingerie is just like nightgowns. Because they're like very negligees. Waspy, like conservative. So yeah. They try on like negligees and then Tinsley, like they both, you pointed out they both do the same thing where they like come out and they're like and like kick up one heel.
Yeah, there's a shot
and like
of both
look
of them are
over their shoulders like at themselves in the mirror and then Tinsley goes, it's like a little dress. And it's like, yeah, bitch, it is like a dress. Like, it's a nightgown.
Also, there's a part where there's a shot of just both of them are wearing the same felt like
booties. They love a felt booty.
And I think it's Tinsley. She kicks her foot up.
She loves
like,
a kicked foot.
What are you guys doing? Like, what reality are they in?
Tinsley is living in like Southern Charm.
Yeah. Which is a great show. So they have a girls' night and they head back to the Empire Hotel. I guess Jules was out for that night. So they go back and
they jump on the bed.
Well, first Tinsley says, it means so much to me that Dabney is my sister. It's like,
yeah.
What?
You're related.
Like, it, like same. I have a sister
and I love
her.
Siblings mean a lot to their fellow siblings. That's how it works.
It's crazy. It means a lot to me that Dabney is my sister. So they go back to the Empire and they jump in the beds in their nightgowns, and it's like in Sex and the City movie when Carrie's wearing pearls to bed on New Year's Eve. It's like totally that.
They try on, one of them tries on like a pink wig, and they're like, and they order room service and
chicken fingers.
Which I was like, this is me.
And they are. And then
Dabney real talks Tinsley.
She's like, what happened to the girl? What happened to the girl I grew up with?
This was her real like Tennessee Williams monologue. Mm-hmm. What happened to the girl I grew up with who said I can do anything? Where's that Tinsley? Why don't you stand up for yourself to mom and tell her it's not okay and she won't treat you like that anymore?
Grow a pair, Tinsley.
But then you kind of realize like Tinsley is a little bit what happened to the girl who dot dot dot. Like the her life has really been like pre and post Topper.
Yeah.
And I don't know if she's ever gotten that like spirit of confidence back.
Yeah, Dabney was like,
but I love and relate to that struggle a lot, yeah. Which is I find her to be like endlessly fascinating on Roni.
Yeah, she's never in the moment. She's always pre or post.
Yeah,
you're right. And Dabney's kind of like, get in the moment, stay in the present.
Dabney is in the fucking moment
24/7. Dabney is the most present person.
Dabney is no nonsense, and I actually really like her.
One of the readers sent me a photo of Dabney at a nail salon, like an undercover, a sly photo she took of Dabney getting her nails done.
They were both at the nail salon mm-hmm. at the same time.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, Dabney is just like here to tell Tinsley, like, suck it up and get your shit together.
And Tinsley goes, I love you so much, Dabney. I love you so much. And they both, there's like a minute where they're both going, cheers, love you. Cheers, love you so much, Dabney. Love you so much. Cheers.
I love you so much. I just really love you cheers. So much.
You mean so much to me. Cheers.
Means so much to me and my sister.
Sisters.
Sisters forever.
And then Jules walks in and goes, lesbians.
Fucking dyke. And like farts and then goes to bed.
So then we go to Paul. Paul is like,
That was a joke.
Yeah, that was a joke.
That was a joke. That was, did not happen in the show. That was just like a joke.
Please cut it out.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
So then Paul, he's very nervous because the page 6 post about the sconces from last week's episode.
He's still haunted by these sconces.
He's really nervous. He's like, page 6 is like really shady. I know they're going to print something horrible about me.
So he goes off to like have breakfast at like his favorite cafe. And then he's like Googling himself and figuring out the page 6. And then there's a long scene of him like explaining to another woman who's also there, like, all the page 6 drama that's going down. And he's like, they are writing about me. They like won't stop writing about me. It's fucking crazy. The article came out today. Like, look, see. And she's kind of like nodding. And then it pans out and it's just his waitress. And she's like, huh. And then walks away, never to be seen again. She's wearing a beanie. I was like, he doesn't know this person.
He reads her the entire article.
Like a 5-minute article. And she's like, huh.
That's cool.
And then ran away.
Bye.
She quit her job.
She quit her job and moved back to like Montana.
Yeah.
So then the post in page 6 is like basically like he's parties like a rock star.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's awesome. Fuck yeah. Like, that's how you do it. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, and then I was extra excited because NBC Fashion Blog wrote.
Which was like, which who?
Actually had a funny title. It was just, no, Tinsley Mortimer. And they were ripping apart Tinsley's Marchesa gown that she wore.
She looked more cake than fashion.
And so Paul was like, she should have gone with my downtown looks.
Maybe she would have looked hot.
Maybe she, which.
Which I don't know about that. Because you're, I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe. Anything could have happened.
Yeah. But yeah. He was just really, he's like, this felt like, it was a victory for him.
It was a huge victory that he found a blog no one has ever heard of. Like NBC's attempt at like a digital fashion blog.
Yeah. Like a what not to wear.
Yeah.
So then
we get back to Yules.
Yules is having a full like morning after.
Yules is really hungover.
She seems really hungover. She's sitting on a couch and in looks like a beach wrap or like a cover up.
Yeah.
And she's wearing high tops.
She's wearing like a Reebok high top of some sort. And she's on the phone once again with a manager.
Yeah.
Trying to solicit a cleaning person to come and scrub up vomit on the floor and wipe dust on the floor. There's literally vomit on the floor and like dust on the table. And it's like, can you just like fucking send someone up here to like clean it? Like, I don't see why I should have to fucking.
And then they come up and she's like, do you see there's like vomit? I'm like, but there's a reason why there's vomit there. Like the staff did not come in and throw up on your carpet.
It's not like you just threw up. One day woke up and there was vomit on the floor.
You or someone that you were partying with threw up on the.
I also love the entitlement of being like, if I was in a hotel and I threw up on the floor, I would try and like clean it or do my best to like.
I would be in shame.
Yeah, alleviate the vomit situation, or I would call down and be like, "I'm so sorry, like I got a little sick."
Like, I mean, it's like when I used to like wet my bed when I was drinking.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, oh my God.
I know. Anytime, like, yeah, anytime I pissed myself when I was drinking, like literally three times over the course of my 21st year of age, I peed myself. And I was never Jules about it.
I peed myself like twice a week. So we're good.
We're good. We're having a literal pissing contest right now.
We are.
But you win. Like, you win.
I win.
Okay. Yeah. You win. You win.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, I crown you the Paimon of
queen. I'm the May Queen.
You're the May Queen of bedwetting.
Of alcoholic bedwetting. But no, Jules, I just love that she's like, there's vomit. I'm like, where do you,
that's
how do
like
you think
shitting
it,
yourself?
How do you think it got there?
Yeah.
Like, do you think like someone in the night came in and threw?
She's acting like it was just like suddenly there.
Yeah, like she's like, how is it? It's like, this is your fault that there's vomit there. It's
yeah,
like,
she's
what?
Queen of gaslighting, yeah. Like the manager.
So didn't
but the
she...
manager will have his day, as we soon
as we see.
No, so yeah, she's
but things,
just...
So it's just to show that things are getting to like a boiling point, and then she goes down to like the salon at the hotel.
And she decides to terrorize.
Which looks like it looks like a gym.
Take the Jules show on the road. She goes on a tour, and her first stop on tour is downstairs at the hair salon.
She's like, she's like, I need you to schedule me in immediately. And the woman's like,
I have blood on my car.
She's like, we don't have any openings today. And Jules is like, and Jules literally goes, but I have a party tonight.
And also, Jules does the thing where it's like, when you can't even deign to like communicate with someone anymore, so you stop forming cohesive and like understandable sentences, where she just goes, "Well, I'm a partner, I gotta go."
It's like the people that you grew up with who were like so cool that like they were so cool that like they didn't need to enunciate or say or actually say words.
When you, they're just like, "Oh, like, my God!"
You've like reached this transcendent status of just like.
Like, she and her friends sit around and they, like, speak like that to each other and they all understand what each other is saying. But they just are like, it's like,
they speak in, like, they speak in, like, Bene Gesserit witch from Dune.
Yeah.
Just, like, without words.
Total
just
without words. Telepathy. It's their own language. They're very Midsommar in that
They're
way.
They're super Midsommar. But Jules goes down and she's like, but I have a party tonight.
And
the woman's like, I'm sorry.
She goes, you do this all the time.
You literally
do our best to accommodate you, but like, we can't. And she goes, whatever. I'll just go and like find someone else who can do it. You guys are fucking
She's
bullshit.
Like, I'll just go find someone who does it better. And then the woman goes, okay. So then Paul is like...
So Jules is like back on the road.
Jules is on the streets, just like...
Jules on the Street is a show that I would watch where she just goes up to people and like demands something from them.
Yeah. And if they don't, give me your money.
And they're like, no. And she's like, I
have a party tonight.
And they're like, no. And she's like, fine, I'll just fucking find someone that'll give me money.
Yeah, I'll find
and you're like,
better.
Okay.
She's like, whatever.
Whatever.
I have a party tonight. So then Paul goes back to his place and he's like super excited about, you know, I've had a press victory over Jules Kirby. She tried to sabotage me, but like, no, honey.
He's calling everyone he knows to tell them the good news.
I know. And he opens up a bottle of champagne. And
yeah.
So then he.
Then he gets in a limo.
He gets in a limo to go out on the town. He calls a florist.
He calls a florist and he orders a bouquet.
This is like the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, this was like pure. Like, I wish Paul had remained a reality TV person because he is exactly what you want on a reality television show.
Like, this show is fairly like forgotten, but like this line I think is an iconic line.
He goes, can I get a bouquet? And I want the card to read...
A bouquet of black roses.
And he goes, and I want the card to read, thanks, bitch, I'm hotter than ever.
XXPJC. But I love it. He goes, say, thanks, bitch. And he goes, yeah, bitch.
B-I-T-C-H.
Thanks, bitch, I'm hotter than ever.
XXPJC.
Thank you.
And he like hangs up.
And then he gets... Tommy the model joins Paul in the limo. And he gets in and he's wearing like... Tommy always wears like...
An anorak.
Like REI coats.
Yeah.
He's always wearing like...
He's always ready for like a trek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's... That is like so like... He dresses... Because I went to an all-boys school and like... When it was cold out, like people would wear their like uniforms. They're like coats on, over their uniforms, and like Tommy dresses like that.
Yeah, he fully never stopped like, wearing his like North hetero. Face or REI over his like blazer.
He never like he came out, but his style didn't.
No, his style remains.
He's still in the closet in his style. So Tommy joins Paul in the limo,
and Jules gets Paul's flowers, and this is the beginning of her like refusing to film. And yeah. So she gets the flowers and she's like, what are these? Like, she's getting ready to go out.
She goes, the guy goes, he goes, a delivery. Are these for Jules Kirby? This is for Jules Kirby. And she looks, she like inspects the flowers and she goes, it's a joke.
This is a joke. These and are he's fucking
like,
ugly.
No. And then she's like, okay, well, it's weird. It's really weird. And she brings him over to the counter and she checks it. The way she parsed it, she like opens the card.
She wouldn't even open it all the way. She's like, and then it's like, and what? Rips it up.
What's this say?
Ugh. And she's pissed. Ugh. She's like genuinely furious.
Yeah, she's like
she's furious at this whole situation, and it's just like, what? Why are you so mad?
She's also like, he won.
Yeah, she knows. Did. And then she's also furious that it's like on camera. I love
she's humiliated.
I love like your limit of being furious is not when you said a bunch of racist and homophobic anti-Semitic remarks.
It's
you're fine with
being
that.
Filmed,
it's getting being owned. Filmed getting black flowers.
Getting PWN owned.
Yeah.
With owned. Like, what does that mean?
What?
When people write like owned like PW.
Pwned? They do write that?
Yeah.
Like
PWNED, like pwned.
I've never seen that.
Really?
That's a new internet term.
Hold on, let me look.
Google it. Yeah, we need to know. Readers, please hold. What? Is it something really bad?
It's fucking gamer lingo.
Oh, what does it mean?
It means like in a game when they're like owned and they abbreviate it.
They just say pwned? Oh, that doesn't make sense.
It's fucking gamer shit.
Okay.
Like straight Reddit.
Incel? That's incel
it's
lingo?
It's incel lingo. I just, okay.
You fully
I just
went,
quoted. I just went full incel that moment. Speaking of incel, have you seen incel plastic surgery?
Yeah, I have.
It's wild.
It's really wild. I love that they make themselves uglier.
I know. Some of them look hot. I'm kidding. I was like, I
wonder...
No, I wouldn't. That's horrifying. That profile of that guy from like Denmark or Amsterdam who kept flying over to...
He's like, we'll just never stop having plastic surgery.
It's horrifying.
It's like, get a life.
I know. And they're like, they call like...
The thing is, if you really want to fuck someone, you can find someone who wants to fuck you.
Yeah, it's just...
Like there is truly, I truly believe... Every single person in this world can find another person in this world that wants to have sex with them.
Every lid has its pot.
Yeah.
And it's just because they're
just a matter of finding it, like going to the right place to find it.
No, it's because they're entitled and they think that like they're just entitled to a hot woman and it's not fair. Or like a woman they think is hot, like their standard of like.
Get a fucking sex worker. What's the big deal?
No, it's like they expect the women to just throw themselves at them. And it's like. It's just not how the world works.
No.
Sorry.
Sorry. Oh my God, that's what you thought? I'm sorry.
No, they're just like, they're like so lame. These, like when they're quoted, they're all, and they speak
it's
in like.
How are you not like humiliated? They're very Jules in that way.
They are. Anyway.
So Jules rips her mic off.
She's like.
So I'm not fucking doing this. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to film this.
And she goes in and.
She goes in and like leaves the room.
Yeah.
Then there's another event and Paul spots Devorah and he says, then I see Devorah with her Crocodile Dundee walkabout hair. I don't even know what that means.
Walkabout is like from the movie Walkabout where it's like. It's like these like rich city slickers whose dad leaves them in the middle of the outback and they like they get like haggard and fried. It was actually really accurate. And
it was
so,
a good read.
It was
Devorah
such a good
is
read.
Perplexing. I'm like,
no,
if you
Paul,
have
it was like
Crocodile Dundee about
Paul. He's
Paul
amazing. He's like
comedian.
Kind of a brilliant person.
He's brilliant. He's truly ahead of his time.
But, like, it was just...
But, like, why... I don't understand when people of means have really bad hair. There's no excuse.
Yeah.
You can literally pay someone thousands of dollars and they'll make your hair look good.
Is she of means?
Exactly. Who knows? The verdict's still out on Devorah. We have not figured
out.
We haven't figured out her end game. But she spends the entire time going around this benefit explaining to people that she and Tinsley are done. And she runs into like gay fans of hers.
Oh, yeah. No, that's at the end.
That's at the end?
Yeah. First, she sees Paul and she's like,
Oh, yeah.
She goes up to Paul and they're like having like a fake combo and Paul's like smiling at her. And she's like, when Paul, after he was arrested for stealing a purse, anytime he was in a room, Paul would be here and everyone else would be on the other side of the room.
Which is like mean to say.
She goes, everyone knows Paul's name, but no one takes him seriously. It's like, fuck you, Devorah.
Okay, Devorah.
No one takes you seriously.
Literally, you're not walkabout. A socialite. With your walkabout Crocodile Dundee hair. I just love saying someone has Crocodile Dundee hair.
I know.
I like them. I like walkabout. Just saying like.
That's so specific. It's your just so like.
Crocodile Dundee anything.
Yeah.
Which I think now it will apply to anything that I choose it to apply to. Like it doesn't necessarily have to relate.
I have Crocodile. I look Crocodile Dundee
I like
right now.
Don't want any of your Crocodile Dundee energy right now.
It's just like.
That's a really good insult.
It's kind of like. I remember.
Brittany and Jax's like Crocodile Dundee wedding.
Yeah.
What?
No, I'm not going to say it. I just remember Amy Schumer was getting interviewed once in Australia, and this like douchey like white guy was interviewing her, and he was like kind of calling her a slut. Like her persona is like slutty. And she said something like, oh, is that what they said about your mom or something? And she's like, yeah, I can tell she's from the Outback. You know, like she totally read him. She's
like, I love that.
Yeah.
And he was like, Outback is so wild. Which also reminds me of another movie that I want to watch. And I talk about this across various podcast platforms, which is
Picnic at Hanging Rock.
No.
Oh.
I need to watch that. But this is a movie called... Fuck, I'm going to have to Google it. But you need to watch this because you would actually die for this movie. Okay, this movie from 1971 called Wake and Fright. And it is truly one of the best Australian horror films in the world. And it all takes place in the Outback.
What's it called?
Wake and Fright.
Okay.
Martin Scorsese called it like the scariest movie he's ever seen.
Oh, I'm going to watch it.
You will love it. Oh my God, you're going to love it.
I thought Wolf Creek was really scary.
I weirdly didn't.
I was really messed up by that.
I need all my Aussie readers to at me on any social media platform and let's initiate a TED Talk discussion on Wake and Fright.
Devorah goes up to some reporter, starts like asking her...
Anyone who asks her, like, what are you wearing? And she's like, Tinsley and I are done. She snubbed me.
I know, this very patient reporter is like recording her. And she's like,
she snubbed me four times at the Oscars or at the wherever.
The opera.
And I'm over it. And the war is on. And it's like, no one literally cares, nor did they ask you about this.
He's just like, okay.
Like, you're at like a cancer benefit. Yeah, can we talk about this? She's like, you wouldn't believe what Tinsley Mortimer did to me now.
The word is out and I'm getting it out. She's like,
we are not friends anymore and I'm done with her.
Tinsley Mortimer is over.
Okay. Okay, Devorah.
He's like, all right, I just came here to like.
He's like, I'm getting paid like $100 to write this like party thing. Can you like just tell me one thing? Yeah. She snubbed me four times. I tried to say hi to her and she wouldn't have it. Therefore, the war is on.
The war is on. You do a great impression of her, like fully.
They're like,
the war is on.
The war is on between me and Tinsley.
Tinsley. She calls her Tinsley.
Tinsley.
So then.
Meanwhile, the Emperor Empire Hotel.
The Emperor Strikes Back.
Fucking Jules is finally.
On page.
Jules is hanging with some. Unknown who agreed to be like signed a photo release, which is wild that this like random girl
who looks exactly like Jules,
signed a photo release and was like agreed to be filmed for this scene where Jules finally gets the one-on-one with a manager that she thinks she's been waiting for.
I need to speak to the manager. Fully happens.
Finally, the manager comes.
He's like this nice gay guy. And
a tall, imposing, but kind-hearted gay man.
He walks in and he goes, Miss Kirby? Or he, the woman, the girl, the friend answers the door and he goes, are you Miss Kirby? And she's like, no, she's over there. And Jules is just sitting on the couch.
Jules is sitting in her favorite spot
like,
on the couch.
Has she gone out? They're drinking. Like
they're drinking little glasses of like white
Red Bull
wine.
Vodka.
And like Jules is just like smirking to herself as she always does after she's like terrorized.
She sits there like something. She looks guilty.
Why does Jules love to sit in the middle? She loves to sit in the middle of the couch and just like evil Grinch smirk to herself.
It's like when, it's like I can just see her as like a little kid just sitting like she just did something bad.
She loves throwing up on the floor and then making someone clean it.
We're kidding.
When she was little, like would just sit in the couch and be like, bleh, and then be like and then like make one of the maids clean it up and then just smirk smile omen style to herself.
She'd be
is
watching
the
like,
omen.
She'd be watching like Clarissa Explains It All and she'd be like
she'd eat really fast it's and like, then be like and then like just smile to herself, ring a
she'd
bell.
She'd eat like Sour Patch Kids and just go it's like in The Exorcist when Reagan just goes it just spits up peas. She just projectile vomits. The maid comes in and she's like, oh fuck.
Miss Kirby again. Jules just Jules Kirby on the couch vomiting and watching people clean it up, and she's never felt happier.
So they come in and they're like, Miss Kirby, he goes, since you've been here, you've been, you know, there have been
a variety
endless
of incidents.
Complaints. And she goes, are you really going to do this on camera?
Are you really going to do this right now on camera?
He's like, no, I don't have to. And she's like, great, stop fucking filming. I'm serious, guys.
She refers to like a producer by name.
Yeah, she's like,
stop, turn the camera off. Turn the camera off, and I'm not doing this. And then comes and like grabs a camera and like thrusts it down.
It's totally Blair Witch, last scene.
Yeah, then the cameras go back on and the guy is like, no, you really, they're like in the bedroom and the guy's like, you need to leave. She's like, fine, we're going. We're going to go tonight. And he goes, can we get a timeline on that? And kind of he starts to smirk and you know that he's really excited to like hit her with a timeline. She's
no,
like,
he's
fucking going right now.
That's how you know it's really bad.
When you
it's like
are
she's
asked
a threat
for a timeline to leave a place, you've fucked up.
So then we cut to her. She's wearing a blue hoodie and a red and white striped like Where's Waldo.
Her little Where's Waldo beachy outfit.
And she's wearing her hat and she has just her wallet and her keys. And she's like, doesn't even take her bag. She's
where's
like,
her stuff?
Out of here. They'll take care of it. She has her hood on. Like, where's she gonna go? First
I'm
of
sure
all?
She has like a lot of places that she can go.
But
she probably goes to like her friend's apartment.
Yeah, she's like a couch crasher. But then we cut to Dabney, and Dabney says, like, apparently there was a fight outside of the hotel earlier that night, and it was apparently Jules.
So people Jules, think it was Jules.
Which means...
So Jules got into, like, a brawl, like, a physical brawl with someone outside of the hotel.
Wearing, like, a cocktail dress.
Yeah. Then went up to celebrate her brawl win with, like, a little glass of Red Bull
and
vodka.
Some girl that she, like, met on the street.
Yeah.
Come on up.
She probably fought with that girl, and they beat the shit out of each other, and then they were like, you know what?
Have you seen the video of those two girls fighting outside the Grammys?
No.
Oh, my God. It was, like, a few years ago. These two, like, girls were just, like, brawling, and then... Or one of them's trying to pull the other one who's really drunk, and then the girl... pushes her to the ground and then takes the girl by her hair and starts dragging her. And she's going, oh my God, Alexa, oh my fucking God.
As she's just, getting dragged.
Yeah. And she's just like, she's pulling her like hair and the other girl's just like, no lights behind the eyes.
Oh my God.
And someone filming, they're just like, LOL, I'll show you.
I last fall did the like the last leg of the Grizzly Bear Stadium tours where they opened for Florence. And on one of the stops, like one of their shows was at the Mohegan Sun Casino, which is a real babe zone. Yeah, in Connecticut. And at the end of the night, it was like 2 a.m. and all the like college kids were piling back out into like the buses to take them back to their campuses or whatever. And there was a full-blown girl fight that broke out between a girl on one of the buses and a girl that was off. And I just heard screaming and then saw the girl that was off the bus pull this girl and just by the hair fling her onto the ground, pull her out of the bus onto the ground. And they were just like screaming. And then the girl got onto the bus and left. And the girl on the ground was just like, I was like, this is classic Mohegan Sun Saturday night as a 20-something.
That Mohegan Sun energy.
That was a pure, big Mohegan Sun energy. So Jules runs into the street, climbs into a moving cab, and is like, we're getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah, the cab is literally in the middle. It's like in Columbus Circle. It's like in the middle of the fucking street. And Jules just grabs her friend and they like... The door. She opens the cab door as it's driving by her.
They just hustle into it.
No, I think like just a cab drove by them and she just opened the door as it drove by and then it stopped and she was like, I guess we have to take these people.
Yeah.
Like insanity.
Insanity.
So they like drive off in the night going to God knows where.
They drive off into the night to go like vom on other people's carpet somewhere. Blech. Blech. Smirk.
I didn't actually smirk. Can you clean this up?
Can you clean this up? There's like vomit on the floor.
I don't know how it got there. It's fucking crazy.
Like, I don't think I should have to clean it up.
I don't think I should have to clean it up.
It's fucking gross. I don't think I should have to do it.
Fucking disgusting. So
Paul and Tommy are out and about, and then things take a real turn.
So Paul says like they're out, he says, because people recognize him from the Page Six story. So
they're out clubbing, Paul's dancing on tables.
It's like people see someone getting filmed, so they're just like buying him
shots and like being with him.
They're like beating up the beat. They're totally Sheena on the beating. They're just jumping on chair. Paul's just like in his element. And then
he's like,
Tommy,
things are getting crazy. I danced on a table.
And then Tommy just hits that wall that you get sometimes when you're like blackout, where like you're just like
blackout, but also on coke, where you're just like overwhelmed. Yeah. And you're like, ugh, like I just want to like be with you. Yeah. I don't want to like be around other people. You know what I mean?
So Tommy just goes, I'm done. That's enough. I can't do this. So he storms out. And then Paul's like, so he like goes out after him. He's like, what? And Tommy's like, I just like want to be with you. Like, I don't want all these people around. And Paul's like, okay, but like being part of me means that like part of me belongs to the world, kind of thing. It's like, I have to share myself with the public. Like, it's who I am.
It's like, this is how the deal, like, this is what it is.
And then Tommy, I think maybe is like a little jealous. And he goes, what are you just dating me? Like, I don't want you to just date me because I'm a model.
I don't want to be used as arm candy because I'm a model. And Paul's face
was gold.
Gold.
When Tommy says, are you just using me because I'm a model? Paul looks like he just smelled something like
He smelled Jules' vomit. And he's like...
he's like, what? Like, am I using you? Like, Paul's like, if anything, you're using me. And it's in like his interview, he's like, if anything, Tommy's using me.
Yeah.
He goes, you're a model in obscurity. And I'm Paul Johnson Calderon.
He goes, I'm Paul motherfucking Johnson Calderon.
He goes, where do you go when you're already
at the top? And then like turns around and pumps both fists into the air, like Rocky style.
It was like at the end of Breakfast Club when Judd Hirsch. Judd Hirsch is like 100. So Tommy,
he's not
like,
wrong.
Tommy storms off.
And it's just like, Tommy, fuck yourself.
Are you just dating me because I'm a model?
I don't want to be used as arm candy. He's also dry crying.
Yeah, he's also like...
He's like...
And Paul's just like...
Paul's like...
I just couldn't get... He was like, what? Like, are you kidding? Like... am I using you? Like, it was so sincere.
Like he smelled, you know, in New York when all of a sudden you just get a whiff of like a street garbage cart and you're just like, what?
Or just like hot garbage on like a summer day.
Or like pee. You're just like, it's always, you're just being assaulted by like senses.
He was like, what? And Tommy's like, ugh! And he runs, he like gets in a car and like
dramatically like leaves. And then Paul goes back in to keep partying.
I was like, cool. Okay. Now I have more drinks myself.
Anyways, Tinsley goes to Newport to see Dale.
Tinsley, she's like, there's a huge benefit tonight at some major thing, but no, I'm missing it to go spend, my mother's invited me to Newport, so I'm heading up there to spend time with her instead.
She like takes a train. She's like,
She's like, has her little like train coat on. She's like, she has like a little tiny braid and she's like,
totally some like Far From Heaven shit. Like she's like wearing, she's like Julianne Moore and Far From Heaven. Like
mother wants me to come to Newport.
It's like a fake background, like out the window, like in the old, in the movies. And Tinsley's just going, she like takes some blush out and like in the mirror and she's like,
she like puts it back into her handbag and like holds it but with both hands at the top handle.
You
she's
hear?
On the train alone as a woman.
Next stop, Newport. Newport, Rhode Island. Next stop.
That's my stop, that's sir.
You there?
You there? Would you hand me my bags?
It's up there.
And it's then, right up there, please. I can't reach it myself. Please.
That's Tinsley's mind. It's like 1920s.
She is. She's like, ooh.
Yeah. He blows the whistle. And he goes, Newport, Rhode Island, next stop. Newport, Rhode Island, next stop. All aboard. And then Tinsley goes,
excuse me, attendant.
And then she has a giant suitcase. She's like, that's my stop. She turns to someone,
that's my stop.
And someone's just like,
ugh. They're like, okay. They look up from like their Kindle and they're like,
but in her Tinsley's world, it's like, there's like a fake movie Tinsley background. And like
Carrie Bradshaw, because that's also something Carrie Bradshaw would do.
Carrie Bradshaw's the only one who ever went, taxi!
Yeah. Like, she's always
no
like,
no one in New York ever went.
Ah! Yeah. Like, she's like, excuse me. Ah! And like, it has to like, like get her stuff, you know what I mean? Because she's also,
she was like me in the movie last night.
Yeah. Woo! She's also living in like the 1950s where she like wears a bra to bed. Tinsley always like wearing a bra to bed.
Tinsley wears heels to bed.
Yeah,
she wears like booties to bed.
Yeah, her bed booties.
I can't even walk to the bathroom in the middle of the night and without boots on.
Excuse me, sir.
That's she goes, she has like a little beret on.
Newport, that's me.
And she's like, has a beret on and she has like her pea coat on. She goes, she has her gloves. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's my stop. You there, attendant, ticket clipper. Could you help me with my suitcase? It's just too high up for me and I can't handle it all on my own. I'm just a little woman going into the big world today. I've never been to Newport, but maybe you could help me with a bag and I could just get on the right foot.
I'm going to Newport to visit my mother. She has invited me up here. My life is spiraling out of control. Can you help me with my bag? Yeah.
I've never been up this way before alone. Usually I have a man or a mother or a sister attending me. But today it's just me, little Tinsley, little old Tinsley in my little old peacoat. Now could you help me there, sir? Help me with that big suitcase. I can't handle it on my own.
And he goes,
sure, ma'am.
Sure. I don't get paid for this. And he just like takes it. It's like a miniaturized little purse. It's like a purse that's like the size
it's
of
like one
finger.
Of those like Jacquemus like teeny mini purses. Yeah. And he's like,
but in Tinsley's world, when she
it's
looks up,
huge.
It's giant
she
bag.
Looks up and it's massive.
Yeah, she goes, oh my God.
It's too big for me, don't you see?
How does anyone handle these trains, these crazy, crazy locomotives?
Goes, thank you. Will you carry it out and set it on the ground for me? Yeah. Set it on a she goes, set it on the trolley. And they set it on one of those like luggage pushing things. There's like a teeny little purse on like a huge thing to push.
She walks out. There's like smoke. It's like the old school. Like there's like smoke.
It's like
blowing.
A coal rail, coal train.
It's like the movie Reds with Diane Keaton and Warren. She like walks out and she's like, wow, Newport, Rhode Island. That's a place I'll check off for coming alone.
Oh, well.
Who's to babysit me when I can babysit myself?
I'm an independent, thoroughly modern woman, and this is my new town for the weekend.
She has basically hijacked the train attendant, and she's like, now will you call me a taxi and escort me to my mother's abode in Newport, Rhode Island?
I brought a taxi whistle, but my lungs are... My lungs are too weak. I can't blow a full taxi blow.
And what taxi will come for me? A single woman on her own.
A single woman on her own. Coming up from the big city to this new and strange place. However, will I blow it on my own, sir? And he's like,
please assist me. He's like, I have a job. I have to be back on the train. Like, I can't even be off the train. And she goes, please, sir, please don't leave a girl all alone.
Not in this strange place. There could be anyone out there, anyone at all.
So he fully like blows her the whistle and she's like, will you get in the taxi? I can't ride alone in the back seat. A woman in the back seat of a man's
car. How
uncouth. Yeah. So he literally goes the whole way to Dale's house with her.
And he's like, and she's like, well, I don't have any cash on me or any coins, but I do have this check. Write yourself a check. And he's like,
Okay.
She's like, here, I'll sign it now.
And she writes in big, she writes Tinsley across the check so he can't even fill it out. It's just Tinsley
in big letters, in like a script with a heart. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you so
You'll
much,
You'll never
good
know
sir.
How much this meant to me.
Yeah. Your words. I'll repay you someday. And he's like, no, you literally won't see
me. You won't. Yeah. You just voided the check.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Have fun. Good luck making your way back to the station.
Have fun in the locomotive. Choo-choo.
Choo-choo. Choo-choo.
Choo-choo. Choo-choo.
I'll see you on the way back, hopefully.
Hopefully our paths will cross again.
She's like, please wait here. I'm just a girl going to my mother's house in Newport, and I have to have a conversation with her.
Yeah, please wait here.
She makes him stick around and the then escort weekend. Her back to the train, back to New York.
Yeah. Could you stay here a while? A while? I don't know how long it'll be, and I can't walk out of the house alone in these days and age. And he's like, we're in Newport.
It's 2010.
Literally the whitest, like, safest place.
You never know, as a woman traveling alone, who will try something fresh with you.
Something fresh?
Stop being fresh.
Stop being fresh, she says.
She looks over, and he like looks over, and there's no one where she's looking.
Do you see the boys over there?
She goes, tell him. Please, tell him. Stop being fresh.
Can't bring me down, because I'm an independent woman today. Tell them to stop.
Thank God I have you.
Thank God I have you.
And she, like, grabs his arm and hides behind him, and he's like,
what have I gotten myself into?
She turns and goes,
tell them. Tell them you'll defend me. And their calls and jeers, they won't puncture me.
They have jeers because I'm divorced.
They have jeered at me since my divorce. And I'm just a single lady in this big, big world.
I don't have a man. I don't have the luxury of a man to help me travel.
I don't have the luxury of a man to tell me what to do. So maybe you could tell them what to do.
Please.
And he goes,
who?
And she's like, there, all five of them. And there's literally like, it's like a coat rack.
Tell them to stop. That one right there is making faces. I see him over there. You can't bring me down, good sir. Good sir, I will meet you there.
Yes, I may be divorced, but there's more to me than my divorce.
There's more to me than being a divorcee. I'm still an independent woman,
and you can't bring me down.
I have this man to tell you that I have a man right here to tell you so. And he's like, she's like, tell him.
And he's like,
don't bring her down.
Bring her down.
You see that? You see them skittering, scattering like a bunch of little roaches as the light turns on.
Sometimes people won't pay attention to just a single woman. Yeah. Sometimes you need a man to really drive the message home.
Sometimes you need a man to be a megaphone.
And he's like, can I have to get back. Like, I have work. And she's like, just stay here in the foyer a while. And he's like, all right.
Dale slips him some cash.
Yeah, she Dale comes in.
She always does.
Thank you so much.
She'd never be able to get here on her own.
Sir, thank you, sir. Sir, thank you. Thank you for bringing Tinsley here
to Newport, Rhode Island.
To Alma.
Dale opens the door for us. She goes, "Welcome to Newport," as though Tinsley's never been there before.
"Welcome to Newport, Tinsley."
She goes, "Dale's in her Sunday finest, a beautiful canary dress for a beautiful spring day." And she's like, "Tinsley, are you ready? You better be ready right now because we are late. We have to go."
So they walk into the house and it's Alba Vanderbilt's.
They go
it's
to
like
a
the marble house.
They go to a different house that's like the honor society or some society, right. Like preservation society of Newport. Dale wants to get Tinsley on the board, but they of course have to meet her before they can approve her to be on the board.
It's like these stuffy middle-aged gays and Dale's
best friend.
Yeah, and so they go
Dale got blackout with them the night before and she was like confided in all of her Tinsley problems and they were like, "We have the perfect thing. You bring her to the historical society, we'll set her straight."
But the guy was like, he was like, they bring him to Alba Vanderpump.
Vanderbilt,
who is Anderson Cooper's
greatest grandmother.
And she famously went through her...
She had a divorce.
That rocked the world to its core.
And
she compares Tinsley to her, which I was like...
The gays launch into a speech about how after the divorce, she never recovered.
He goes, "Tinsley, you've surely heard of her, you know, the terror tale of woe." And she's like, "Never one ever looked at her the same." How did he speak? It was like transatlantic.
He was like,
"After the divorce, no one ever looked at her quite the same, Tinsley. I'm sure you know something about that or feel some relation to that." And she's like,
Tinsley's like horrified.
Yeah. And Dale's head,
she's like, "I knew I never should have gotten on the train alone.
I wonder if that guy's still there."
And Dale's looking at her like, And then there's like kind of a horrified gay in the back who's like, "I think we took it too far."
Yeah. "I think we just took that too far. We'll talk about it later over martinis at the cabaret bar." So then they leave them and then Tinsley and Dale go outside into this like...
They go walk across like a field into like the most beautiful like scenic backdrop where they decide to have like a one-on-one mother-daughter moment.
It was so like, it felt like an acting class like monologue.
Yeah, it was like, you're the daughter and you're mad at your mom for constantly bringing up your divorce and not having your back. You're the mom that just wants to save her daughter from a German prince. Okay, action.
They're like... Anyway, so Tinsley's basically like, "Mom, I feel like during the divorce, you immediately took Topper's side, and I told you that Topper was not a good guy to be married to, and like, I really just wanted you to have like unconditional support for me and not like blame me," which I think is reasonable.
That's very reasonable.
And Dale's like, "Tinsley, I was trying to save you, Tinsley. And she's like, "What? By taking his side over mine?" She goes, "I'm your daughter."
And she goes, Mommy,
I'm your daughter. And sometimes you just gotta have your daughter's back. And then Dale goes, "My little girl broke my heart. Because I've always been there for her. But now she's bringing up a point to me that I maybe have taken things a little too far."
She's really crying. Dale is an actress. She's the actress of our generation. She's the actress of our parents' generation.
She's the actor of our grandparents' generation.
She is the Judy Garland of our grandparents' generation.
She's the Judy Garland.
She's Judy Garland's Judy Garland.
Of the Northeast Regional Theater community.
Yeah.
So then Dale... they got like really close.
They got really close and the sun is shining through them and they're like mildly embracing and it literally looks as though they're going to start making out. Like it's that shot in the movie where two people's like faces like slowly move together and then like eclipse the sunlight and you get the rays like beyond their lips. And like Dale and Tinsley are fully about to like make out.
It was like the end of Vanilla Sky when they're on the roof.
Yeah.
They were having like their Vanilla Sky moment.
They're fully in Vanilla Sky mode. Dale's
weeping.
And you
were like, "They're gonna fuck."
They're fully gonna bone in the... Also, that was filmed in a different place because the horizon is behind them. So they filmed this scene twice and then spliced it in two different locations, then spliced it together as one scene. The director's like, "Okay, this time we're doing things with a bit of an incest twist." And they're like, "Okay." Dale's like, "A challenge. I love it."
"I've never backed down from a challenge. Tinsley can tell you that.
As an actor, it's important to take every challenge."
She juts her arm out. "I've never stepped back from a challenge.
So, if I'm to kiss my daughter, so be it."
If we are to fuck, that's fine.
Then so be it. Then it is for so film. It is for the silver screen and for acting's sake.
For art, I will.
For art, I will do anything.
Tinsley's like, no.
She's like, mommy, please.
So they like reconcile.
They reconcile. They make out, make up. Then Devorah also like tries on jewelry.
Oh, yeah. We cut to Devorah and she's like trying on like each jewel is like $1 million. So he's like, she's like, I love it. Look at this $1 million just dangling from my earrings. And then he goes, because what you're wearing is over $3 million in total, you will have to go with a security guard. And she goes, of course.
And her like walking into the jewelry shop was pure insanity. The stroll. If I saw a woman strolling down the street like Devorah Rose, I'd be like, oh my God, this woman's fucking lost her mind.
It's like March. She's walking down the street
in like a frilly little dress, sleeveless. And she's moving. It must be 40 degrees at most.
And she's moving like the alien spy woman in Mars Attacks.
She's moving like, you know, small, slinky. Yeah, you'd be like, wow, a mentally ill person. Like, we really got to get our healthcare shit together in America. And she slinks down the street of the jewelry district and slinks into a building and slinks onto an elevator and slinks into a jewelry office. She slinks her way around Manhattan. And she gets this jewelry, rents this jewelry, unclear, for a party that then is very casual. Like she,
it's the Christopher Reeve Foundation.
But everyone else seems pretty cash.
Yeah.
She's like dressed up with a security guard. And I mean, that was that the guy in that little weird newsboy hat? The security guard, if that was him, he was hot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And that's where the gays come up to her. They flock to her.
Yeah. Her security guard was like drinking booze.
Yeah.
He was like this looked hot. Like
fucking.
They fucked.
That it looks like Sofia Vergara's husband.
Oh my God, Joe Manganiello.
Yeah, this was Joe prior to True Blood.
Yeah, this was him doing. Yeah, so
and nothing brings the gaze like a slinky lady dripping in diamonds who's talking shit on Tinsley.
Well, I just loved how she was like, I just loved that moment. She's like, she was so happy to get a security guard.
She, and also same, like I would love to have like a huge goal in my life. I guess maybe something I am very passionate about, Brittany Sherry level, is having a security guard at some point.
Well, I heard that is what you wanted, so I'm going to bring one out.
Carrie, you didn't.
What if I got a security guard?
For me, for my birthday? You're like, you're 35. You're going to need to step things up.
You need security.
I'm like,
but
I would love that.
What if one just came in and just like stood there? This is Gareth.
He doesn't speak. Just ignore him. Pretend he's not there.
Really fucking hot.
He's just making sure I'm safe. Right, Gareth? And he doesn't say anything. And I'm like, see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Devorah is thrilled. So she goes to this event and she walks in. It's a fucking bust.
Yeah,
it's like
there's 10 people there.
It's like I thought it would be more poppin', let's just say, because Christopher.
Well, I thought it'd be a little more formal, but everyone seems to be pretty
and more star-studded.
Yeah.
But Devorah walks in. She's so thrilled. She has her hot bodyguard. She has her $3 million of jewelry on, and she starts taking to the red carpet and just starts talking shit. She doesn't even say like, you know, this is. I'm really happy to be supporting this foundation. Like
it's
I'm,
so important.
It's
to
so
me.
Important to me. I really want to like, you know, as a media maven, it's my responsibility to get like
to bring awareness to these types of issues,
paraplegic, you know, rights.
No, she's just literally like
on the carpet going, so Tinsley snubbed me at the opera
once again. I tried to approach Tinsley at the opera and she snubbed me 4 times, and now the war is on. They're like, we are not talking about that.
They're like, what, who are you talking about?
She was 4 times and it was very rude. I put her on the cover of my magazine. She's fully Blue Jasmine-ing, you know, where she just starts talking in the middle, like mid-sentence. Yeah.
She's like, write that down, 4 times. Yes. Four.
Four times. Yes. Snub. Four. Yes.
So then she, like you said, these like gays come up to her and they're like, oh my God, Devorah. And
they're she's also like kind of trolling. Like,
yeah.
Like,
oh, for like, sure.
Oh my God. They start reading her articles.
They were like kind of amazing.
They were amazing.
They like, I feel like we would go up to her and be like, Devorah.
Oh my God. We fucking love what you said about Tinsley. And then pull up the articles and being like, she's a fucking bitch who snubbed me at the opera. She's dead to me.
And Devorah is literally, as they're reading her own quotes, Devorah's, has her arm on her hand on her hip, and she's just going,
That's true.
Like she's like, she's loving it. She's lapping it up like a kitty with milk.
Everything has really come full circle for Devorah Rose. She goes, and the war is on.
These fans came up to me and they were honestly so cute. I was like, ew.
You love it. Yeah. Devorah's having the best night of her life. A security guard and fans and $3 million worth of jewelry.
She's like, how about that for a night? She clinks her glass.
She's like, take that, Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Has Nicole Kidman ever had all this?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah.
He's like, what? What are you talking about? What? What are you talking about? You just said Nicole Kidman. No.
No, I didn't.
I didn't say that.
I said Tinsley, who snubbed me at the opera four times.
You said Nicole.
And the war is on.
But you said, I didn't say that.
I never said such a thing.
I never said such things. Why would I ever say that about Nicole?
I love Nicole.
My dear friend.
I love Nicole. I put her on the cover.
Twice.
So
only two more episodes left, which is crazy.
No, three. This was five. There's eight total. Are there more than eight?
No,
there's eight.
I think we did a good job not being too bad with
Yuletide greetings. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyways,
thank you so much for being here.
You light up my life.
I love having you on the pod. Everyone follow Carrie at eCarrieO.
eCarrieO.
Hire him. Give him all the jobs.
Yeah, I'm not working right now.
Ari Aster, cast him in your next movie.
And everyone, please go see Midsommar.
Everyone, go see Midsommar.
Again, we're not getting paid to say that.
No, this is not brought to you by A24, even though we're obsessed with A24, and it literally makes us we're in no way affiliated with them.
We just like fans. To whoop it up.
We're just two fans. We're two gay fans, and A24 is our Devorah Rose.
We are flocking to A24 like it's Devorah Rose.
I live for an A24 movie.
Fuck me up.
Yeah. That's the only thing I care about.
Me too.
So A24, if you're listening, let's talk.
SponCon.
Cast me, hire me.
Do it up.
Or don't, and I'll still talk about you.
Yeah.
The stakes are low for you.
You're in a win-win position.
If you love this episode, you want to hear a bonus episode, you can sign up at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast and get bonus content. And tune in next week for more high society shenanigans.
Thank you.
Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. You've had enough staying home. You've had enough confinement. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds. Like the breathable, silky smooth tree runner, the responsive foam and extra grip of the tree dasher, or the classic low-top look of the tree piper. Allbirds has a shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Whether you're traveling to the ends of the earth or settling in for a staycation, you need a shoe that's versatile enough to go with any outfit, durable enough to wear over any terrain, and lightweight enough to make packing a breeze. Being made from insanely comfortable, breezy eucalyptus fiber is a plus, too. When you wear Allbirds travel shoes, you're in vacation mode before you even leave the house. They're the only shoes your suitcase needs. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair of tree dashers, runners, pipers, and more at Allbirds.com. That's ALLBIRDS.com.